Why is it that I see the comments made by Barack Obama? I see, you know, Barack Obama embracing gun grabs in America. And again, the problem I have for that is quite simple. Why would I give up voluntarily my own self-defense, the defense of my family, when monsters like this exist among us? And why would I, a law-abiding citizen who's owned guns, well, basically my entire life, why would I give up my right to self-defense and to defend those that I love? And the answer is I would not. And why is the answer to go after people like me when your laws fail to protect people against monsters like that? Right? Get some voices from around the country now. We'll start with bite number 10. Go ahead, roll this.
Like every mass shooter, especially the young ones, this one was flashing red, it appears, which is no surprise. I mean, they seem to always communicate threats. They seem to articulate what they're thinking, their state of mind. The people around them can't help but notice that. We don't know whether anybody reported this and whether any law enforcement officer ever had any contact with him over this. But I do school security assessments quite often. And I advocate always for an armed security guard at every school, especially the elementary schools where the little ones can't run, hide, fight. You can't do that with the little ones. They don't have the acumen and the wherewithal to do that.
Yeah. More money in schools. And I wrote about this. I have advocated for hardening the perimeter, making it difficult for people to get inside. However, I believe that you have to put a police presence at every school in America. We have no choice anymore. We have the money. It was laid out in all these programs put through for COVID. We might want to take a closer look at social media, too, and all the poison that feeds into our children's brains, into young people. Not the elementary school kids, but the poison fed into the brains of teenagers. Let's go to bite 11. Listen to this.
Yeah, he did. And I think the idea of not just hardening the perimeter, but having someone who is in a position to protect the children. I mean, these children are babies. They really are babies. And I think that you've got a lot of people now, retired cops, retired sheriffs, who'd be more than happy to protect kids. I think right now, and I don't want to get into the politics of it, but we've got to make sure that people understand, especially the schools and the teachers, that we need this. It is a crazy world today. It's very different than it was 5 years ago, but we need to do something about it. And I think this is one of the only ways is to actually protect the school and the children.
Yeah. The attack by Joe Biden and Barack Obama going after the gun lobby, the gun lobby, the gun lobby. I'm not affected by the gun lobby. I'm a member of a couple of firearms organizations. The gun lobby, they didn't live at this kid's house. The gun lobby, they didn't make handguns available to this kid when it was not legal. Or to the kid in Oxford, or anywhere else for that matter. The gun lobby. What the hell does the gun lobby have to do with it? There's no old-timey gun lobby. The gun lobby is people that vote. That's the gun lobby. The National Rifle Association has 5 million members. There are tens of millions of people in America that own guns legally and intend to keep it that way. We need to put police officers in schools. We need to protect the schools. That's what I said since Newtown. For 10 years, I've said this. We spend $40 billion in Ukraine, and you tell me we can't find police officers and pay them to put them in schools? My ass. Oh, that's right. $54 billion in Ukraine to defend them? but we don't have the money to defend our own school kids? Please. It's outrageous. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also supports the same idea. Listen.
No, we need to continue to try to focus on preventing this. We can't stop bad people from doing bad things. They're going to violate murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. I've never understood that argument. But we can't harden these schools. We can create points of access that are difficult to get through. We can potentially arm and prepare and train teachers and other administrators to respond quickly, because the reality is we don't have the resources to have law enforcement at every school. And so it takes time for law enforcement, no matter how prepared, no matter how good they are, to get there. So having the right training for some of these people at the school is the best hope. And nothing's going to work perfectly, but that, in my opinion, is the best answer to this problem.
And here's what's crystal clear. Americans do not support excessive gun control. They don't want an assault rifle ban. They don't want confiscation. If the laws that were on the books now were effective, this would not have happened in Uvalde, Texas, but it did. So again, I come back to the fact that we have billions of dollars set aside for schools for air conditioning units because of COVID. Well, guess what? More children died in Uvalde, Texas yesterday from not being protected from monsters than probably died the entire state of Texas from COVID, second, third, and fourth graders, through the entire pandemic. Do the math. Figure it out. You've got the money. Stop spending money on Ukraine and other places. We don't need to spend it, and get it done here. America first. Our children first. What else do you need to know? I'll be right back.